The State Department of Workforce Development received 18 child labor complaints in 2018. By last year, that number climbed to 86. Violations nationally have increased by 69% over the same period. Federal officials called on Congress to increase financial penalties for businesses illegally employing minors. Laura Dresser is with an economic think tank at UW-Madison. She says the tight labor market has been a factor.
Desperation does push some actors who may have been soft on the rules anyway in the direction of breaking them more explicitly, more systematically, more frequently, or more brutally.
Senator Tammy Baldwin joined colleagues in introducing a bill to increase fines for child labor violations last week. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.